Friday, May 9th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Elmer Mathias. The sermon text is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. The sermon theme is The Resurrection Makes a Difference.
Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the 58th verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That is the text. Today is the day after the Ascension. The Ascension is God's great Amen to the Easter event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the climax of Jesus' redemptive mission. James Stewart, one of Scotland's finest preachers, once said in one of his sermons, "Too often in our churches, we are still living on the wrong side of Easter, the wrong side of the resurrection." There appears to be some truth to this. Oh, we readily accept the historicity, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. But what appears to happen is that after we have attended our Easter services, and last Sunday was the sixth Sunday of Easter, we still remain the same kind of people as we return to our homes and our shops and our desks. We live on the wrong side of the resurrection, almost as if it didn't make any difference if Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We do need to live on the right side of the resurrection, experiencing something of resurrection power also in our lives. Now, this is not a situation that is simply unique to us today. St. Paul addressed it in his day, and that may be why he wrote the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians the way he did. There appears to be some in that church at Corinth who doubted the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Most of them appeared to accept the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but again, there was little follow through, apparently. They failed to see how this fact affected their Christian faith. And then, because of the doubts of a few, St. Paul begins the 15th chapter with a presentation of the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how he rose on the third day, according to the Scriptures, was seen by Cephas, then by the 12, then by about 500 brethren, and then in a very miraculous way by Paul himself on the way to Damascus. So, the resurrection is a fact. But then he continues that Jesus' resurrection is the guarantee of our resurrection. And you know, his logic is fearless and it's flaming. Because Christ is risen, our preaching is not in vain. It is full of power and of meaning. And then come these words, which you hear at the graveside as we commit the body to its final resting place. And it is as though St. Paul bursts forth in rapture when he says, "So also is the the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. It is sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body." There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body, for this corruptible must put on incorruption and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. Strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no more jubilant hymn than this. And what more needs to be said? Well, one thing more, according to St. Paul. Therefore, he says, and looking back over all the previous verses, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Do you see what St. Paul's doing here? He's saying that because Christ is risen, there's no doubt about it at all, and there is therefore no more any reason for you and me to live in pre-resurrection uncertainty. We are to live in Christ, and doubts will flee. And you'll find the answers to your vital questions at the empty tomb in Joseph's garden. And if you wonder who Jesus is, the answer from the garden is very clearly, he was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Or are his teachings reliable? The empty tomb simply says, he's not here, he is risen as he said. And is he really able to save and to redeem us? And the answer again comes. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. The question, if a man dies, shall he live? And Jesus says, because I live, you will live also. So with this as a background, we can live stable and purposeful lives, knowing confidently the direction we are to go. Too often, Christians talk in terms of I suppose, I think, or I hope. We ought to speak more frequently in terms of I know. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that great day. So let us live out our lives on the basis of the resurrection. Therefore, be unmovable, knowing that you're steadfast, knowing that your labor is not in vain as you labor for the Lord. Amen. And now may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and preserve your body and soul and spirit blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.